Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I am Jijunya Mehta with the news. The headlines. President Draupadi Murmu urges citizens to follow Rajaji's ideal of nation first. Nagaland to set up integrated information system to strengthen public data access. Dimapur Railway Station awarded 8 right station certification. And Union Minister Amit Shah says Bharat Taxi empowers drivers by providing ownership to them. And now the news in detail. Rajaji Utsav, a celebration of the life and legacy of the first Indian Governor General of India, Chakravarti Rajagopalachari, was held at Rashtrapati Bhavan in New Delhi today. On the occasion, President Draupadi Murmu unveiled a bust of Rajaji at the grand open staircase near Ashok Mandap, replacing the bust of Edwin Lutyens. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan, several union ministers and family members of Rajaji were present. Addressing the gathering, the president said this initiative is part of a series of measures being taken towards shedding the vestiges of colonial mindset and taking pride in the richness of India's culture, heritage, timeless traditions, while honoring those who made extraordinary contributions to the nation.
जो लोग राष्ट्रपति भवन देखने आएंगे, उन्हें राजा जी के योगदान से परिचित कराया जाएगा। भारतीयों चेतना और समस्त भारतवासियों, विशेषकर कमजोर वर्गों के लोगों से जुड़ाव राजा जी के विचारों और कार्यों में दिखाई देता है।
President Murmu expressed hope that people of the country would draw inspiration from Rajaji's life and legacy and move forward with the spirit of putting the nation first. Nagaland State Government is planning to establish the Nagaland Integrated Information System to ensure public access to accurate data. This was informed by Commissioner and Secretary for Information and Public Relations and Cooperation, Orentang Lota, during the inauguration of the newly constructed IPR office building at Seminyu today. He said the system will collect data from various departments under the leadership of the Deputy Commissioner and District Administration, ensuring accessibility of accurate information to the public. Highlighting the importance of the upcoming census, Mr. Lota urged citizens to provide accurate and truthful information, noting that census data forms the foundation for policy making and development planning. He also underscored the department's responsibility in disseminating verified and constructive information, especially in the age of social media. The program was attended by officials from the Department of Information and Public Relations, District Administration, and other guests. In a significant achievement towards ensuring safe and hygienic food for passengers, 5 stations under the Northeast Frontier Railway, including Dimapur Railway Station, have been awarded the prestigious 8 Right Station certification by the Food Safety and Standards Authority of India, FSSAI. Dimapur Railway Station has been granted the certification for the period from October 24, 2025 to October 23, 2027. The recognition was conferred following a comprehensive audit of food stalls, catering units, and food handlers to ensure strict compliance with food safety standards, hygienic food preparation, safe storage, proper waste management, and availability of nutritious food options. The Eat Right Station initiative is part of FSSAI's nationwide Eat Right India campaign movement to promote safe, healthy, and sustainable food practices. The other certified stations are Alipurduar Railway Station, Kokrajhar Railway Station, Golaganj Railway Station, and New Mall Junction Railway Station. Union Cooperation Minister Amit Shah interacted with drivers of Bharat Taxi in New Delhi. In a video released today, Mr. Shah said the Bharat Taxi Cooperative is to empower the drivers by providing them the ownership of their work. He mentioned that the initiative focuses on curbing the problems related to private taxi service companies and provide the profit to drivers and not the cooperative.
मेहनत कर रहा है उसी को मुनाफा मिले किसी सेठ को न मिले। भारत टैक्सी का विचार क्यों आया? ये जो आपने कहा ढेर सारी कंप्लेंट्स आती थी 30% कट जाता था, कोई सर्टेनिटी नहीं थी, कोई सुरक्षा नहीं थी, जितनी भी कंप्लेंट्स हैं वो इसका निवारण क्या? वो जो कंपनियां है वो कंपनियां चलाने का उद्देश्य मालिक को धनी बनाना है कि मालिक आप हो।
The minister further said the initiative is becoming a platform for the welfare of drivers and safety of passengers, highlighting the unique Sarathi Didi initiative of Bharat Taxi. Mr. Shah said that through this feature, women passengers can choose women drivers for their rides. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News on Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. Manipuri language drama film Boom has won the prestigious BAFTA Award for Best Children's and Family Film in London yesterday. The honor marks a significant milestone for Indian cinema, particularly for films from the Northeast. Produced by Farhan Akhtar's Excel Entertainment and directed by Lakshmi Priya Devi, the film derives its title from the Manipuri word for little boy. The debutant director Lakshmi Priya Devi made an emotional plea for peace in her acceptance speech after receiving the coveted trophy. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Israel on a two-day trip starting February 25, marking 9 years since his first trip to the country. Israel's ambassador to India, Reuven Azar, today said Israel is excited to welcome Prime Minister Modi, adding that both nations will take decisive steps during the visit. He noted that India and Israel are moving forward to sign a free trade agreement and will deepen their defense partnership by updating security agreements.
Our economic partnership is gaining real momentum. We signed a bilateral investment treaty and we are moving forward to sign a free trade agreement. Hopefully this year. India and Israel are not just partners. We are true friends shaping the future together.
A Saksham Center under the National Rural Livelihoods Mission, NRLM, was inaugurated today at Zukumki Federation under Chukitong Block in Wakhat District. The center was inaugurated by the Nagaland State Rural Livelihoods Mission Block Mission Management Unit, RD Chukitong Block. Branch manager of Nagaland Rural Bank, Woka, Imli Kala, highlighted the strong linkage between banks and community-level federations, expressing confidence in extending loans to NRLM self-help groups due to strict monitoring and proper bookkeeping under the mission. Area Coordinator Financial Inclusion, Chonbemo Kikon, noted that 7.8 crore rupees has been financed to NRLM SHGs in Woka. Meanwhile, District Coordinator FI informed that the Zukumki Federation Center is the seventh Saksham Center established in the district. The program was attended by 60 participants, including Federation members, SHGs and officials. The Deputy Commissioner and District Election Officer of Mogokchung, Ajit Kumar Verma, has ordered mandatory physical verification of all licensed firearms and ammunition in the district ahead of the by-election to the 28th Koridong Assembly constituency. Invoking Section 21 of the Arms Act 1959, the DC directed all arms license holders to report to their nearest police station with their weapons, ammunition, license booklets. The deadline for compliance is March 20. To ensure strict monitoring, officers in charge of police stations will submit daily reports through the Senior Superintendent of Police, Mogokchung. And in sports, three cricket players from Nagaland have been selected to represent the Northeast Zone Senior Women's Team at the upcoming Senior Women's Interzonal One-Day Tournament 2025-26. The selected players are Senti Limla Imsong, Risumwi Basumatari, and Najmin. The tournament is scheduled from 5th March onwards at Bangalore. And to wrap up the news, here are the headlines once again. President Draupadi Murmu urges citizens to follow Rajaji's ideal of nation first. Nagaland to set up integrated information system to strengthen public data access. Dimapur Railway Station awarded Eat Right Station certification. And Union Minister Amit Shah says Bharat Taxi empowers drivers by providing ownership to them. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Have a pleasant night.